Welcome to the power to live your vision. Living your dreams takes vision, determination, and the will to never give up. Our show focuses on people with inspirational stories of success, empowering you with the tools to accomplish any goal that you desire in your life. Remember, you have the power to live your vision. Hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen coming back to you with another episode of our Power to Live Your Vision. I am so excited. Spring is here. So many things is happening. And, I mean, we have so many opportunities that's coming to us. We're blessed. But, you know, we're thinking about those things. You know, you draw to you what you think about most. So if you're thinking about positive things in your life, you begin to draw positive things into your life. And if you think about negative stuff, you're going to draw that too. So law of attraction, you know, whatever you think about most is, you know, is what you draw to you. Whatever's in your heart, those are things that you draw to you. Thinking about being sick, then watch out, you may get sick. If you think about being healthy and the best place you can be in your life, you think about being wealthy, you know, that's where it all starts. And today we have with us a special guest, an old friend of mine, Beverly Mahone, and she's going to be talking with us today. We're going to talk about reinventing yourself, and that can be at any age. It can be reaching a point in your life you go, I don't like the way my life is going. So you have to search for ways of reinventing yourself. Maybe you have retired and you go, I don't think I like retirement. So again, you have to look at your tool chest and say, what do I have that I can now go back and reinvent myself? So we're going to be talking about that. We got a whole list of things that we could cover, but we have a short time. Beverly, welcome to my show.
Well, thank you very much for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, you know, we go back a long way, back into our bowling days. those were the good old days, you know. Out there all weekend at the bowling center.
Well, I don't know how good they were for me.
Well, listen, you were the only person winning money, so it had to be good for you. You know, Vegas? You won Vegas one year, right?
I placed. I did not win.
Oh, okay.
I placed.
Oh, okay. I thought it was one of those $10,000 tournaments you had won.
I did. The NABBY tournament.
The NABBY.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah, that was Vegas. Sure
that was years and years and years ago.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm going to be honest. I'm going to have confession on the show. In my bowling career, boy, I tell you, I really hated to be matched up with ladies. And I'm saying that because they generally beat me, you know. Maybe it was my own psyche in doing that. But that's what you have, you know. You have those psyche things that happens in there, but you know. But that's the thing of life, you know. You have those things that you do, and you know you enjoy them, and if they serve your purpose, you know. I went on the Coach Duke's bowling team, so that served my purpose. So let's talk a little bit today. I know that you've got a lot of things going on. So tell us a little bit about you. I know that you're a writing consultant. So tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I spent about 30 years in radio and television news in the actual field as a reporter and assignment editor, photographer, producer, and, you know, just I think as time went on, I started to see changes that I didn't particularly care for, and I saw news moving into a different direction where it was more about glamour than about telling the hard facts. So I decided, or maybe someone decided it for me, depending on how you look at it, that it was time to move in a different direction. So that was probably my very, well, maybe not my first reinvention, but Certainly it was a major reinvention because I went from just living and breathing and eating television news and the scanners and everything that, you know, breaking news 24/7 to just being quiet to allow myself to figure out the next part of the journey, and that was the writing part. So then I decided to start writing books because writing has always been a passion of mine. And I have since written 5 books, working on the 6th. And then I decided the writing career wasn't paying all of the bills I needed to get paid. So I then reinvented myself again to become a media consultant to work with women who were looking for media exposure and the best ways to do it. That paid some bills, and then I had to reinvent myself again and go back to work, which I really did not want to do, but it was out of necessity. And while in the workplace, I saw how much it had changed, which inspired my last book, the last one I've just written, called The Baby Boomer Millennial Divide, Making It Work at Work. Because I was in culture shock when I went back to work and I saw how young people behaved. And the work ethic was just so different. Then I decided I could not take that anymore, stepped back, and decided to reinvent myself once again. So I've been through the reinvention cycle several times. But it all comes back to communication. That's been my passion. That is my love. That is what I would do, making no money at all. I know that now. And I'm good at it. And I know that I'm good at it. So that is, I guess, what you would call your calling. And I do believe that it's a gift that I have, and I want to share that gift. I love sharing the gift, as a matter of fact. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
Well, you know, great. You know, that's really key. You know, you have several things there. And for everyone, remember, it's okay. If you're doing something you don't want to do, you have to step back and take and evaluate. Now, there's a necessity that you need to pay the bills, but there's also those things. Do what you do and look at yourself as if you would do it for free, but find out how to get paid for the things that you actually do. There's those things that, you know, I just love doing. And because I love doing them, I study everything about it, and it becomes a profession, you know, just like the writing. So let's talk for a little bit. You know, I'm in the publishing business, and, you know, you're in the publishing business. And, you know, I tell people that, you know, writing a book or beginning to sit down and to everybody has a book, but to sit down and begin to think about something that you can fix or something that you can be involved in, and it's something that you can grow from, because even if you write a book about yourself, you have to really sit down and research yourself. You know, if it's only going through the process of mentally and recapturing those things that's happened in your life, but there's also the books about the things that you're good at. I wrote Zen Bowling, the Psychology of Better Bowling, because of being involved in bowling. So you can write from any place that you are, but most people think of writing as being a very complex and complicated thing. So let's talk about, you know, talk to those folks that think about they want to write. Now, I do say if you are uncertain about it, then you really want to get you a writing coach that can help you, especially if you're trying to put together something that you want a lot of people to read. So what advice can you give us or directions, you know, in sitting down that whole brainstorming thing and trying to make a decision that you do want to write?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm not sure if I'm the best person to answer it. I write what is called personal journey stories, and, well, that's how I started. writing the personal journey stories, where I basically took my own life and unveiled it to share issues that other women were going through. So when I was going through a divorce and I was getting back on the dating scene, being a single parent, raising a child, being an older worker in the workplace, I took all of those issues that a lot of my, friends and acquaintances were also dealing with, but I just, talked about them through my own eyes. Now, what I would say to people who are looking to write a book, and if you are looking to write something that's personal, like your own story, you can't be in the funk of your own story as you write it. You can journal about it, and you can share, if you're having a bad day or if you were a victim of abuse or whatever is going on. If you're still in that state, I don't believe you can write from there. You have to be out of it in order to write more clearly and effectively. You can take your notes. Now, what I did was with my first book, it started as a journal. I was going through a divorce. I felt like I was having some kind of nervous breakdown, and I was just journaling. I was just sharing my thoughts. I was just writing. My daughter was, she was getting to be the teenager, and it was the mother and the daughter clash, and I would just write my feelings down. And it was at one point where I thought, gee, I must need some kind of medication because I'm out of control. So I went to my doctor and, discovered I was in menopause. And so that became the focus of the story. I knew that there was a reason why I was behaving the way I was. But I had now, once I had gotten the diagnosis, I was officially out of that funk. So I could go back to my notes and then look at everything that I had talked about and then write from that perspective. So that's what I would say for people who want to write about themselves. If you're going to write about a subject that you are a subject matter expert in, make sure you really understand what it means to be a subject matter expert, because there are literally thousands and thousands of experts who have written thousands and thousands of books on the same subject that you're talking about writing. So what is unique to you and your expertise that nobody else has? That's what you have to look at it. That's my opinion. And then write from that perspective. Because just trying to copy somebody else's work, the book will just get lost. And you'll just be another book where you'll have lots of copies that won't sell, because there will be thousands of other books that will be better than yours. And then it gets into the whole promotion, and I won't go down that road either, not now anyway. But that's what I would say. And, like I said, I'm not sure if I'm the best person to discuss that, but that's how I started, and that's how I felt was the best course of action for me in my writing.
Well, I find that, for myself, because, I find myself in a place. And whatever I do, I begin to study, because my objective is not to just do stuff, but my objective is to be the best at what I do. And so I began to educate myself by studying, just like I said, with bowling. It wasn't about studying, the game of bowling. Everybody knows the game of bowling. But the uniqueness that a lot of people didn't understand the mental thing. They didn't understand the visualization. And there were very few books out there that would go into, how do I think, how do I program myself not to miss that spare? How can I improve my mental performance in the game? So you can take that information, just like, with our martial arts community, you may be a martial artist, then the question that you do, you start with a question, which I use in our Martial Arts Masters and Pioneers book, is how has the martial arts benefited your life? So you begin to write from that perspective because the reader, who may be your student or maybe the book is in the library, and they want to know about martial arts and how to improve your life. So as you begin to tell your story, you begin to share the benefit of what happened that made you better. That's where the value comes in your writing and in your story, is how can I get better? How can I learn or grow from your book? And so when you decide that you want to become an expert, and as Beverly was saying, you really have to study. So if you're going to, you know, write about a topic and you want to be an expert, then you write about that. Maybe you are, because I work with Christian authors, maybe there was a time you weren't doing really good in your life and you changed that and you want to write now about the right way to live life, you know, as a Christian. So you have those experience, but you really have to know the audience that you're going to write to. And there's three reasons that someone would make a decision to write a book. Number one is because it's something you always wanted to do. And when you wanted to tell a story, maybe you want to leave this book for your grandchildren or for someone to follow the story about your life. And maybe that book tells about the good, the bad, and the ugly. But you want, and you feel like it's good for people to know, to have a better understanding of you, that this is my legacy, this is really who I am, then that's one type of book. Another type of book is that you want to write because you want that book to do something else. Maybe you want to start a speaking tour, and maybe you have a topic, maybe it's goal setting, maybe it's visualization, maybe it's financial, and you want your book to sort of be that back of the room thing that at the end of your speeches and your events, people can come to the back, you assign copies of their book, but they paid for really a bigger ticket, and that ticket was to hear you speak. But because you have a book, that author state, it gives more value to you as being an author. So when people come to hear you, they know you've got a book out, and that sort of stuff that helps to give you that credibility. And of course, the third way, in the reason why you publish a book, is because you have something that's really valuable and your book can do something. There's a lot of people want it. So you now work on how to monetize your book so that you generate revenue from that. But, you know, going back to one thing, Beverly, I know you were talking about, you know, you help people, you know, with public speaking and, you know, of course, you know, in the communication field. Let's talk about that because, you know, in becoming an author, you know, that's another tool in your toolbox, is to begin to look at, in this reinventing yourself, then, you know, becoming a speaker. We're all speakers. We just have to learn the right way and appropriate way to be able to do it. So let's talk about public speaking.
Okay, so what specifically would you like to talk about?
Let's talk about, you know, I know you do. You know, let's talk about, you know, maybe designing, you know, what's the topic that you're going to speak on, or, you know, the confidence that it takes to actually stand on front of stage and actually begin to have a conversation.
Well, that's another good question, because I think it works differently for different people. When I work with clients in public speaking, I need to understand their personality first, understanding who they are, you know, what their fears are, what their, you know, drawbacks are, even what their dialect is. Because here's the thing, and I say this, you know, and I've, most people would challenge me on this one, but I stick to it, and my clients know it. No one should be able to identify what region of the country you're in by the way you speak, because they will label you. and no one should be able to tell really what your ethnicity is by the way you speak. You get labeled. So once I understand the personality of that particular individual and I hear how they speak and, you know, what the language sounds like, because, you know, when you get to be a certain age, it, like, especially when you're, like, over 50, it's really hard to try to change that dialect that's, you know, inherited forever. So then I have actual vocalization classes, or what's like what I call them, where you remember when we were in school and you used to have to do that A, E, I, O, U. So I work them on that so that they know that, you know, it's not an A, it's an A. You know, so there's little things like that that I work with so that they understand, you know, how to speak in a way that no one can tell or no one can really identify them. The confidence piece, I think every coach has a different style. You know, most of my clients will tell you that, boy, I'm rough around the edges because, you know, I want them to get it and I want them to succeed. And so, yeah, I do tend to be a little challenging. I don't know if that's the right word, but a little challenging in working with my clients. But that is my way of helping them to boost their confidence. So that's kind of how I do it. But like I said, every coaching style is different. I'm sure you probably have a different style, one that works for you. But my style works for me. And until it doesn't work anymore, I'm going to continue to do it that way.
Well, you know, and that's really good. There's a lot of tools that you can use, and I agree with you. When you open your mouth and the words that come out, you are automatically put into a label. And that's the reason why I talk with martial artists and running a martial arts school. And when someone comes in the door, it's not your martial arts. That's not the first thing they see. The first thing they hear is what you say. It's the same thing of answering the telephone. If I'm, you know, a salesperson, I answer the telephone, you know, right when just by hearing your voice, I can tell a lot of things about you. I know right away, is this going to be a good conversation or not? Are you going to be able to service me or not? Because just your tone. So you have to sort of transition, and what I try to do is transition, is getting ready to step out there and do it. I do corporate training, and I coach for Duke Corporate Education, Duke CE, and they're rated as the top five in the world of present corporate coaching and presentations. And, you know, Jesse, it's hard for Jesse to go out there. So I have these people that I've studied, like Les Brown and Arsenio Hall. And before I go out there, I'm like Arsenio. I'm in the back. I'm pumping. I'm getting ready. It is showtime. You know, you gotta be there. But I've had years of competition in the martial arts, you know, over 2,000 trophies I've won. So I've had this experience of standing in front of people. So it's like showtime. It's, you know, you're really stepping out there. And it's like showtime. So you have to find that part that makes you comfortable. And some of the ways you can do that is start a podcast. I've been doing blog radio shows for, I guess, 15, almost 20 years, teleconferences. You do things, and when you hear your voice, you then can begin to work on that correction. And you have people like Les Brown or Tony Robinson, so you know, I work on mimicking the most successful people. I try to look at what makes them successful, and then I try to work on applying those things in it. You know, role models. You know, who's your speaking role model? You know, what is it about that person that really intrigues you and you want to be able to speak like that person? So there's a lot of different things that you can do to get out there, but I would really encourage everyone to, start a podcast, start a blog radio show, start interviewing people. It's okay to make mistakes. And you just move forward. You sit down and you ask yourself, why am I doing this? And you begin to do this because, you know, you never know what will come from it. And if I had stopped when someone, I remember my experience as a young person, I was in church and I was reading the Bible, and someone laughed at me because in my, you know, the pronunciation of the words and, you know, Bible can be very difficult. And it embarrassed me so badly that I wouldn't read in front of people. You know, every time I would get up, that would be that little phobia. Speaking in front of people was no problem, but to read in front of people, it was like that person that laughed at me really damaged me. But on the other end, they really helped me to become better. And that's what you want to realize. No matter where you are in the speaking, the writing game, you can always get better if that's what you want to do. So we've covered a lot of, you know, a lot of things today. Beverly, anything last? Tell us about your YouTube channel. Tell us about some of the things you're doing.
Okay, so I have two YouTube channels. One is called The Boomer Beat with Bev Mahone. And on that particular channel, I interview baby boomers, those folks who are born between 1946 and 1964. I've interviewed some younger folks as well, sharing their expertise, but primarily it's for older adults who have reinvented themselves, who are trying new creative things, in order to, you know, enjoy their journey. The other channel is called All Words with a Z, Matter, and that is my communications channel. That is where I post vocabulary words, give speaker and writing tips, just so that, folks who, you know, want to increase their vocabulary bank, so to speak, can go and get some information. And, you know, and I do it in my own unique Beverly way. I mean, I'm not, you know, that's the one thing about me. You know, we talked about briefly about, what makes you unique. So, and I know there are literally thousands of speaking coaches and writing coaches out there. But what makes me unique is my own personality. I may not have the best graphics, and I may not, you know, just sit up and, you know, speak to you from a studio or a desk, and I may not, you know, come across as this totally 100% polished, but I am uniquely me, and I tell it like it is. I straight with no chaser, and I do it with a little sass, definitely class, and some humor. So that's what you get out of me. And like I said, I'm not for everybody. And I always tell my clients, I am not for everybody. So if your feelings are going to be hurt, if you're that sensitive, don't give me your money because there are no refunds. And so then, you know, and then they're all of a sudden like, whoa, you know, okay, she's for real here. I better, you know. So I do it. I've had maybe three people who were like, okay, maybe I really need to rethink her. But for every one person who said that they had to rethink about whether or not they wanted to work with me, you know, I've had 10 or 15 others who have gone through a program and have now gone on and done their own wonderful things. So, like I said, it just depends on whether or not I'm a fit for you and what it is you want to do. What are your ultimate goals?
Well, and that's what we really have to do. You know, it's the same thing if I'm going to take a client on and help them to publish their book. You know, I have to find out in the beginning, do you really want to do this? Because I have accountability markers that you have to be able to meet. And if you're not meeting those markers, I know that you're going to quit and you're not going to succeed. and, you know, you're going to give it up, you know, and we've already wasted all this time, energy, and I'm like you. Once you make your investment, you make your investment. I don't write your book for you. I'm there to coach you, help you, support you, market, brand you, doing all that stuff. So I don't write your book, but I coach you, and you do the work. And because we try to get really clear on why. Why am I doing this? Why am I showing up? You know, and I try to paint that picture. Well, on the other side, based upon what your goals are, this is what you're going to see. And this is the number of ways that you can actually to be able to do it. But when you hire a professional coach or a life coach, they have expectations. And, you know, if you're not willing to meet the expectation, and they're going to fire you. I mean, I have fired people. Okay, you know, I fired myself. You know, like, okay, I'm fired. No, that's it. You know, like I said, you know, because number one, what we want to see, we want to look. What is our reward? Our reward is when we look back and we can see our clients that they are moving forward. Because if you're still stuck, and because you don't want to let go of something, there's no way I can pull you out of it. You know,
but do you know why most people get stuck? You said it, and you can't say it enough. It's because they really don't know their why. Somebody else is doing it, so it looks like that would be a great thing for me to do. Yeah, I got a little bit of experience. Yeah, I think I might want to do that. But they really haven't tapped into their why. And when you don't know your why, you cannot be successful. You just cannot be. Because then you're just spinning your wheels. You're just trying to think. Because if you don't know your why, halfway through, when times get tough and you're trying to stay the course, if you don't know your why, you're going to give up. And then you're going to try to find something else. And then you're going to try to find something else. And like I said, it just becomes a revolving door. You're spinning your wheels, and you're never accomplishing anything. So I'm so glad you mentioned that because I probably wouldn't have had you not said it. But that is the key, knowing your why.
Mm-hmm. And this is reading everyone. You know, the power to live your vision is about why. You know, you have to, you know, what is your vision? What is that? That's exactly what it means. What are you thinking right now? I mean, what do you see? If you looked into your personal life, what do you see of yourself as a person? You know, do you see yourself as being overweight? Would you like to be in shape? Why? Well, because number one, you know, hopefully that will keep your pressure down and all those things, and hopefully your longevity will be a little bit longer. You know, do you want it? Are you in financial distress? You know, why are you there? You know, and you say, what are you going to do about it? And then you say, well, I'm going to do this, and why? You know, why are you going to do it? Because I want to do this. You know, I remember, Beverly, back when I first started bowling, and, you know, and I'm going to use this analogy, is that I really started bowling because I went bowling with someone, and it was after a karate tournament. I'd won everything in the tournament. And I went bowling with them. I never bowled before. And they, again, don't laugh at me, you know, because that's what pushes my button. And they laughed at me. They got on the PA system, and they just made a joke out of it. You know, my martial arts school was right across from the bowling center over there on 15501. I'd never been to the bowling center. I'd been there 2 or 3 years. But I went in the bowling center, and I wanted to learn how to bowl. Why? Because I didn't want anyone else to laugh at me and my bowling. So, you know, just understand. And I bowled 50 games a week. I bowled so much that Dale said, come on in and bowl. Bring some karate folks over. We just gonna give you passes, dude, because, you know, you cannot afford to pay for as much as you're bowling. But that door opened up, and see, and that's that whole thing because of that. And that's what you, when you can answer that why. I didn't want anyone else to laugh at me, so I bowled and 50 games a week, every week I competed. But look at what it landed at me, because I did that. and because I did not want anyone else to laugh at me about bowling, I wound up being the bowling coach for Duke University. I wound up, you know, writing two books on the subject, wound up becoming a coach, a USBC coach, and, you know, coach. I mean, so just think about it. You know, if you can answer your why question, then that can put you on the road. If you can answer your why question, you can change your life. You know, why? And that's what I try to start with. You know, if I'm going to do something, why am I going to do this? And what do I look to gain from doing that? Because, you know, what is the reward? I guess from the bowling, again, my reward, I didn't know anything about money, but my reward was that nobody would laugh at me in bowling. And I, you know, again, but I took classes. I didn't just bowl. You know, and that's what you want to do. When you decide, you know, you can answer your why question, get more information so you can now be successful. You know, find a coach. You know, partner with people that are accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. Whether you go to YouTube, you go to their seminars, whatever it is, and you want to be the best at what you're doing, then you take classes on it. You have to educate yourself and get those skill sets on being able to do that. Any last words, Beverly?
No, just that I hope that we can team up at some point in the not too distant future and collaborate, because I think that the things you are saying is a component that I don't necessarily stress, you know, in my coaching sessions. You know, that don't talk so much about the mindset. The why is probably close to, you know, why do you want this? Really think about why you want. But it is mental. It is a mindset, and not everybody has it. So that, but I'm not. I don't know if I'm really qualified to teach that. But you would be great at it. So think about that, okay? That's all I got to say.
Well, you know, I'd love to, you know, again, you know, that's why I said the universe, we haven't talked to each other 10, 15 years? It's been a while.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
But that's what I said. You know, law of attraction says, I'm thumbing through lines, says, call Beverly. I'm going, why am I calling Beverly?
You know, right. What is your
I haven't
why,
talked
right?
to her in 10, 15 years. But see what we've done. We found, discovered between what you're doing and what I'm doing, we may have a connection that we can collaborate on some type of project that we can move the world. We can make the world a better place. That's why I always look at it, that we make the world a better place, and that is the value. So everyone, you know, that's what you're doing. If you meet someone today, and you're meeting that person, you know, how can that person help to make you better? So whenever I meet people, I'm always looking at how can you make me better? You know, if it's a conversation,
exactly.
There's something that sparks, you know, in that conversation, because I believe there's a place that I'm scheduled to be in life, and I believe that everyone that I meet is an opportunity to open a door that moves me closer to the place that God has deigned for my purpose in life. So that's just the way that I move. And, you know, being a sports hypnosis person, you know, I can help you get inside of yourself and be able to, you know, to make those changes if you want those changes to occur. So everyone, you know, I really want to leave it with this thought, that the power to live your vision is about what you see. If you don't see what you're looking for, change the channel. If you're not motivated, then get around motivated people. Find ways for you to be better. You know, the pandemic has really had an impact on everyone, but we're telling you that you can become better. You know, find those channels on YouTube, listen to podcasts, do those things. Make a list. If you're looking for a personal coach, then you can, you know, look me up. You can go to my website, and it's pretty simple, and that's www.coachjessebowen.com. You know, check out my website, you know, set up a time for us to chit-chat. I specialize in goals and how to be able to manifest those goals, you know, in your life. So let me know. This program is sponsored by elitepublications.org. So if you're looking to publish a book and you want the ins and out, we're just to, you know, tell your story, support something you're doing, or to be able to create a six-figure income. So check us out. Remember, that is elitepublications.org. This is Jesse Bowen saying thank you for listening in. Be blessed. Shoot me an email. You can email me at elitecoaching.com. Elitecorporatecoaching.com. Elitecorporatecoaching.com. Hey, I'm out of here. Hey, Beverly, thank you so much for being a part of our show today.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I just want to leave one thing. If you can speak well, you can influence. If you can influence, you can change lives.
Remember, you have the power to live your vision. Check out our website, CoachJesseBowen.com.